It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel 5 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
Here on After Hours. Hopefully everybody is having a very pleasant Lug evening. As we take you through a big Lugowski up until midnight.
Lug evening.
Here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Coming up later this hour, we'll mix the Mets into the conversation. Big picture, you know, Mendoza, Stearns, Steve Cohen. And then next hour, we will discuss the meeting that the Giants had today amongst their players about what went down as far as Jackson Dart and introducing President Donald Trump and then Abdul Carter's reaction to it on social media and then just all the hoopla on social media and on these airwaves that took place after it. And I haven't had a chance to really talk about it much because it happened on Friday and then the Knicks clinched on Monday to go to the finals. So it was all Knicks pretty much leading up until this show tonight. And then obviously having the meeting, it gets it back into the news cycle. So we will discuss that in the final hour tonight. But your calls on the Knicks now as we continue here on the show. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Big Al in Dobbs Ferry. Big Al, what's going on?
Lugie, how are you, sir?
How you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm agreeing with you a lot tonight. You know, I agree with you on the Yankees. They're in a great spot with Cole coming back. And definitely, we need to get some relief pitching in there. But anyway, I'm calling about the Knicks. And also, I'm calling about my daughter. She's getting married next March. And I want to let you know, if despite my wife loves you and she loves saying "Lugie," you are not invited to the wedding.
Well, no offense taken. All good. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Tommy, the wedding crash.
Exactly. I could always just crash the wedding, but tell your wife that I appreciate it. I love the fact that she loves "Lugie," and good luck to your daughter for sure.
I will tell you, if you want to pay your own way, I would consider it. I'll consider it.
Well, where are we having the big, where was this, in Queens? Where are we having the old wedding?
Jersey Shore, right down in Point Pleasant.
Oh, beautiful. A little DTS down the shore. Love it, love it, love it. You know, listen, I'll put it on my calendar as perhaps, you know, pay my own. You know, these weddings are going for a lot these days, but you know what, though? Who doesn't love a wedding? It's wedding season. I love weddings, so I will definitely consider it, Al.
So getting to the Knicks. I worked out at the Garden from 2009, 2014. I went through thinking we were getting LeBron, ended up with Carmelo, which at the time was, you know, we were going crazy until I got back from my cruise and realized we traded away the whole team to get him. And following up was getting Amari Stoudemire after that. We were just excited that he was willing to come to New York, and he was well past his prime. And he actually played hard, but just didn't work. So to see this coming to fruition now, and it was so dysfunctional over those years. This has been an unbelievable run, and I wish I was still working there, but it's been a great run.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long, arduous journey with a lot of twists and turns, but now that we're here for the first time in 27 years, it really is nirvana. It's great.
Yeah, it really is, and to see the city going crazy, I just drove through the city, actually. And I was there last Thursday night, and it was electric. I mean, absolutely. And it's going to be bananas. And I love that you're being positive about it. Why not? Let's just roll with it.
Exactly.
Not come off.
Yeah, there's no reason to be negative, Al. And I appreciate the call. And again, good luck to your daughter. Shout out your wife. I appreciate it. You know, the Lugie, it's a very polarizing thing. I mean, there are some, the internet, that hate it. Well, maybe they love to hate it. And there are those that love it. So it's one of those things that in radio, when you have something polarizing, you keep it.
Like
thank you. Anytime I read or hear about a critique of the show or anything, I love when people point to he says Lugie too much. Hold on, I say it once an hour. Maybe I even do the whisper it now, so it's not as offensive.
Lukey.
Yes, I know. We have to whisper it because there are people out there.
Luke evening.
That don't like Lukey, so we have to whisper it.
But Lukey.
Thank you. But imagine listening to hours of me on the radio, and the one thing you can pull up is that I say, Lukey. Then you that's all I need to know. That means you love the show, but you're just trying to find one little thing. Like, if that's the hill to die on, I swear, I read the... He says he does this loogie all the time. It's like, what?
That's gonna, loogie!
That's going to drive you nuts? I just want everybody to have a pleasant loogie evening.
Loogie evening.
I don't see the big deal. Now, if you are a dog, and not the dogs like the Knicks have, like an actual dog. You are canine. And the loogie gives you anxiety.
Loogie!
Because I did take a call from a fella. This is years ago. This was on the Lugauer.
He's a dog.
This was before or after hours. And this fella, this gentleman, called me up and said, Lugi, I love you. You are a generational talent. However, I have a request. And that request is I need you to stop saying Lugi as much Lugi. As you can. Because my dog, whenever you do and
dog.
Say Lugi, it gives him
Lugi.
Yes, it gives him anxiety.
Dog.
So, I was unaware of this, but apparently I sent not only his dog, but other dogs to the doggy shrink.
He's a dog.
And I just imagine these dogs at the doggy shrink on the couch, and I, in my dream, they're talking, not barking, and they're saying, there's this Lugauer on the radio station. Every time he does, Lugi!
Lugi!
Lugi! Lugi! And
Luke evening.
Yes. Now, I'm sure the doggy shrink is happy because I'm giving him all these new customers. But I'm putting all these doggies to the shrink, and I'm imagining their owners are not happy with me either. So from that perspective, I apologize. I certainly didn't want to send any doggy to the psychiatrist. Speaking of pets, my cat. We went to take him to the vet to get neutered this week. Well, actually, I couldn't go. I was sleeping, but I was there in spirit. And it's one of those situations as a parent, as a cat parent, especially a male parent, where I just felt like so hopeless looking at him because he has no idea. He's a cat. He's got no idea what's going on. But I do. And I know that, and it's mommy's idea, and mommy's right in this situation. Mommy's not always right, but in this spot, mommy's right. He's got to get neutered. If he doesn't, he's going to be spraying all over the place. In fact, I think we were a little bit late on when he was supposed to get neutered because we couldn't get him an appointment in time because we didn't realize he had a book far in advance, and it's a whole fiasco, as it often is in the Lugauer household. My wife, the real-life Cosmo Kramer, it's always something. But it took longer than we expected as far as booking it and meaning an appointment being open. So I think it was a little bit later. So at any moment, he could have been spraying all over the place, which would have been not exactly something that any of us would have been enjoying, including him. But as a man, sending my cat, who I love dearly,
cat,
who I have spent so much money on already, and there's all these toys and things for him to enjoy as far as being a cat.
He's my special boy.
The last thing I wanted to do when he was looking at me with his little beady eyes, like Puss in Boots, was in the back of my mind knowing that he was going to go get neutered. Because he didn't know it, but I did. So I sat him down on the couch and I said, son, you don't know this. You don't understand a word that's coming out of my mouth. You're just looking at me as somebody
cat.
That provides you food and shelter. That's it. That's all I am to you.
Cat.
I'm some schlub that gives you warmth and shelter and food. That's it. Whereas my feeling for you is obviously the love I have for you is infinite. We know that.
He's my special boy.
And you take good care of him. So I sat him down on the couch and I said, listen, this is mommy's idea. I know you don't understand. I'm just hoping you do. Tomorrow is not going to be fun. There's going to be a procedure done to you that is, in my opinion, inhumane.
What happened? Did your balls drop off?
but it is necessary because the last thing we need is you spraying things all over the house. So we're going to have this little procedure done, and you're going to be a mush, which he was. He was a mush for like 24 hours after that. Who wouldn't be? Who would want that to happen to them?
Cat.
But we got through it. And I am happy to report now, a couple days after the neutering, that he is doing great. He is not spraying anything all over the place. He's taking a pill a day, and he should be good to go, I would say, in a day or so, back to normal. Everything back, well, not everything, but most things will be back to normal as far as his world and being a cat.
No biggie.
But yeah, as a parent, that was a rough one for me. That was like, especially the male parent. You know, my wife, easy for you to say. You're not the one going to get neutered. He is. And why is he spraying things? Someone explain that to me. I took away one of the great joys in life from him.
He's my special boy.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Spurs are up 20. This game is basically a wrap. It'll be Game 7 coming up in a couple of days. I would be stunned if the Thunder come back. But if they do, great. But if they don't, they don't. I'm obviously outwardly rooting for the Spurs here. And I figured, and if you heard me last night, I had John Jastrzemski on. I think I even said it earlier today. I knew the Spurs would have one more punch in them. They would. This is a series that just felt like a 7-game, all-out series, and that's exactly where we're heading as the Spurs are now up 19 points, make it 21 on the Thunder with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dennis in Ocean, New Jersey. What's up, Dennis?
Boogie. Hey. First time calling your show. Love your show.
Thank you.
Real excited about the Knicks getting into the finals, but I want to bring you back to 1970, dude. This was like one of my favorite memories going back. Didn't have the opportunity to watch a lot of Knick games. They weren't on TV, so we listened to the radio all the time with Marv Albert's calls. So I used to tape all the games and on cassettes, and I still have them. But one in particular, and I had to bring this up because it's just hilarious. When they were playing the Baltimore Bullets prior to, you know, beating Milwaukee and then beating the Lakers, there was one player on the Knicks. I don't know if you remember him, Hawthorne Wingo.
Not off the top of my head, but yeah.
Yeah, he was a Knick, and one of my favorite calls is hilarious because a shot was taken by a Knick player, and I forget who it was, but Wingo got the rebound, and this was Marv's call. It was, you know, shut up, rebound Wingo, no good, rebound Wingo, no good, rebound Wingo, good.
Yeah, Marv is incredible, obviously. And I'm, you know, Marv is one of those things that's touched like so many generations of fans, not only Knicks fans, basketball fans. Obviously, growing up in the 90s, you can't think of 90s basketball, Knicks basketball, or any type of basketball without hearing the voice of the legendary, great Marv Albert. So anytime you can hear his voice, whether it's, you know, back in the day or whatever, it definitely brings a smile to your face. It gives you those feels, and it reminds you of the glory days of the Knicks and times where they were in the playoffs, in the finals, and all of those great things that we're having now with this current crop of Knick players.
Absolutely, but you couldn't, they were hardly ever on TV, so it was a joy to see them.
Yeah, that is really amazing. You know, it's TV, funny, we talk about now these days, Dennis, you know, where we've entered a world of...
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports now, where the streaming services and all those other avenues for your team that you love to not be on the channel that you have to go get a streaming service. But like you're saying now, there were a time where you didn't get the games basically at all on television. So it's all about perspective. At least now you have the opportunity. You couldn't even find the damn game if you wanted to. Now at least, yeah, you might have to spend a little more money, but there's always that chance and that opportunity to see your favorite team no matter where they're playing. And no matter
Absolutely.
Where you are.
And
yeah.
It just brought back memories for me, and those were just unbelievable times. And I was only 9 years old, but man, I was into it. And to have those cassettes, I don't even know if they work anymore.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, maybe you rub a little dirt on it, you blow on the disc, and perhaps they'll work. But, you know, that's tough. The longer and longer you get with technology away from when it actually existed, the less likely it is to work. And I appreciate the call, Dennis. But, yeah, look, I think it is a good time to go down memory lane and just bask in all the glory and years of the Knicks as they are four wins away from a championship. And we probably won't know the opponent tonight, because it looks like the Spurs are just completely running away with this against the Thunder, as they are now up 23 points. 23. It's been a weird series. It's been a great series, but it's also been a weird series. Because the Thunder, they did take one in San Antonio. They did have the double overtime loss in game one. But they've gotten absolutely now boat raced twice in San Antonio. Which shows you, look, the Thunder, as much as I think they are the tougher matchup for the Knicks and tougher opponent because of their depth and because of their experience, and obviously they're defending champs, they got holes in their game. They are banged up, and they are getting annihilated again here in San Antonio. And the way the Knicks are playing right now, there's no reason to think that they won't put some of these hurtings on the Thunder. But OKC's calling card is, number one, their home court advantage, and number two, that they never lose back-to-back games. And in order for the Spurs to make the finals, they're going to have to beat the Thunder in back-to-back games. But yeah, their defense, San Antonio, and that's going to be, look, I think the Knicks have an easy time with the Spurs, but that's just a prediction. That's just my gut feeling. But they are absolutely impressive on both ends. They play great defense. They have superstar, young, just generational type player in Wemby, of course, and then the supporting cast with Castle and Fox and Harper, Champagne. It is an impressive group, a physical group, and they can present problems for the Knicks. I just think if they were to pull this off, San Antonio, and win this series, the shift to the finals mentally for a young team like that, that is a tough ask. That is a tall order. You just knocked off the defending champs in a game seven in their building. And now you have to, a couple days later, pivot to the finals to win a championship and beat the Knicks, who are as hot and is playing as good a basketball as anybody in the sport. I don't see it. I think the Spurs are going to be a major problem for years to come. They already are one, but I don't think it's their time. They're not ready to win. And I think the Knicks will handle San Antonio. And they will get their revenge 27 years later. Isn't that fitting, too, by the way? Like, doesn't it just feel like one of those years where all the stars have aligned for the Knicks as well? Not only the way they're playing, but they didn't have to face the two seed, although they would have whooped the Celtics' ass. Let's be real. They would have absolutely, and I said that all season long. Never got the opportunity to see it, to be proven right, but I think I have been proven right based on the way the Knicks have handled the teams in front of them. Boston would have presented no resistance. Detroit, it would have been interesting to see what type of fight the Pistons would have put up. And I said that all year, too, that the Knicks would beat them. But it would have been interesting to see it. And we didn't get to see it. So the stars have aligned where the Knicks got a soft Sixer team, a soft Cav team, and like great teams do, teams that are on great roles, they took full advantage of it and left absolutely no doubt, which is a credit to this team, to these players, to this coaching staff. And I think that momentum will continue if it's the Spurs. I really do. I feel extremely strong about that. As strong as I felt about the Celtics all year in terms of the Knicks beating them. As strong as I felt about the Knicks beating the Pistons all year. As strong as I felt about the Knicks beating everybody in their path. Most recently, the Cavs. I told you that after game one. I said, this is a sweep now, and they will blow them out the rest of the way. And that's exactly what happened. And I will stand put on this one against the Spurs. I think that series is done in five. Five. I don't think San Antonio will have anything left in the tank, and I don't think a young team with star players that are all under the age of 23, I don't think they have the experience to pivot mentally and understand the challenge that's in front of them. Where the Thunder, yeah, they'll be licking their wounds. Yeah, they will have survived a tough series against an opponent that's going to be a thorn in their side for years and years to come. And I'm sure these two teams will meet in the Western Conference Finals often. But OKC defending their crown will be able to pivot because they've been there before. And they know what it takes. San Antonio doesn't know what it takes yet. And you have to have some type of climb up that ladder before you win a championship. I just don't think San Antonio walks in and wins a championship here on their first go. I don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't see the series being close either. So, yes, I'm outwardly rooting for San Antonio because I want the easier road. I want a fun little series. Boom, 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 boom. Let's get to that parade. Let's get to a week-long celebration of our basketball team that we love and hold near and dear to our hearts. And I've been waiting, some of us, for a lifetime to see this, to see a championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. We'll talk some Mets coming up next hour. I want to get into the Giants and the meeting that they had today to address the Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, Donald Trump situation. So another 90 minutes to go and your Nick calls all night, of course, if you want to hop on now for any of those topics. 888-808-1019. That is the number to call. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Lugie.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. Hopefully everybody out there is having a very pleasant Lugie evening as we are an hour and a half away from After Hours concluding for the week. Get ready for a weekend that will feature a Game 7, not official yet, but 10 minutes to go as the Spurs are up. Quick math here, 23 on the Thunder as they pour it on again for the second straight home game against OKC on both ends of the floor. The Spurs have been very, very, very impressive. Plus, you have the baseball. The Mets are hosting the Marlins, looking to go on a little winning streak as they snapped their losing streak the other day in a victory over the Reds. And then, of course, the Yankees, the red-hot Yankees, are out in Sacramento to play the current Sacramento, former Oakland, and future Vegas A's. So you have a very busy, busy weekend as the weather starts. I haven't even really looked at the weather this weekend. I think tomorrow's going to be nice. Saturday looked from the last time I haven't checked recently. From the last time I checked, it looked kind of meh on Saturday. And Sunday looked pretty solid as well. So the weather's getting better, some barbecues. Definitely better than last weekend, which was a horrible for Saturday and Sunday. But you got all the sports, you got all the weather, everything's looking great. And, you know, I've been spitting facts tonight. You could call me Tommy the Fact Spitter. I've just been spitting them out left and right. And the first fact that I gave you this evening is the Knicks have all the ingredients to win a championship. Tommy the Fact Spitter. They have the star power. They have the experience. They have the depth. And yes, and as I was saying it, this was going down, but I still stand by it. They have the health because Mitchell Robinson, who does breaking news or broke news a couple hours ago, if you're just tuning in, Mitchell Robinson does have a broken pinky in his right hand. Is it in his right hand or on his right hand? Probably on his right hand. It's one of those Long Island things where you're on Long Island, you're in Long Island. Is it on your right hand? Is it in your left hand? Does it really matter? The bottom line is you got five fingers. You got the thumb. You got, you know, the cup sizes. I centered my whole life around knowing that D is the biggest. So you have the thumb. You got the pointer. You got the middle, which is the favorite finger here in New York. You have the index finger or the ring finger, as we that have decided to get married call it. And then you have the pinky finger. So the pinky finger, the little piglet, the little wiggly piglet one, the little one, little piglet. It's the really, well, is it really the smallest of the thumbs and the fingers here? I should say thumbs of the fingers, or is it just the depth perception because it's like positioned differently? Not sure. Hard to say.
I think pinky might be a little bigger than the thumb.
A little
maybe.
Bit bigger, right? Well, because the thumb,
a smidge.
The
thumb's a little wider.
Yeah, it sticks out of the other part of the hand, so it's hard to totally judge which if the thumb is bigger than the or longer than the pinky. But the bottom line is it's the pinky that is hurting Mitchell Robinson. And it is, in fact, broken. That's all the details we have now. No timetable on his return. You know, as far as when he injured it or what the deal is or if he's had surgery. Bottom line is this. I would be stunned, as I am Tommy the Fact Spitter tonight. And here's a fact for you. The fact is, I would be stunned, if Mitchell Robinson doesn't play in the NBA Finals. This is for the richest prize in the game. This is for the championship, for the chip, for something the Knicks have been looking for 50-plus years. Mitchell Robinson, the longest tenure Knick, I just would be floored if he doesn't play. Floored. You wrap it up. And I don't think Mitchell Robinson is in this boat, but if he is, you suck it up and you get on the floor. Because we're going to need you, big fella, whether it's the Spurs who are about to push to a game 7 here at OKC or it's the defending champs. You need Mitchell Robinson in a big time way. Huck Porty, no offense, is not going to cut it. So Mitch is an integral part of this team. And it's not a calf, it's not a knee, it's not a hamstring, it's not something that you just can't play on. It's a pinky. For a guy who doesn't shoot, if anything, maybe it makes him a better free throw shooter. Maybe this is what unlocks Mitchell Robinson and he becomes Jeff Hornacek at the free throw line. That was a player on the Jazz back in the 90s. I feel like he was a good free throw shooter. I'm going to be Tommy the random basketball player namer tonight. I'm just going to randomly name a basketball player that probably half the audience has no idea who I'm referencing. Like, who the heck is Jeff Hornacek? The TikTok bros that love to listen to me, and I am very popular with the TikTok bros. Very popular with the TikTok bros. The more I'm out in the wild, so to speak, the more I'm out and about here, whether it's at these watch parties, and we should have a few more coming up, which I will announce once they are confirmed to me in terms of location and things of that nature. Once I know, you'll know. Because we had a good turnout for the last one on Monday night, and for a holiday Monday, great turnout. A lot of Lou Gower fans were there, which I was very appreciative of. But the TikTok bros, big fans of mine. The TikTok bros, though, have no idea who Jeff Hornacek is. Absolutely no clue. They got no idea. They're like, who the heck is Jeff Hornacek? Sounds like an accountant. I don't know who that is. But, you know, he played in the NBA for the Jazz. Good player. With Stockton, with Malone, all those fellas. But he was a great free throw shooter. From my memory bank, when I remember. And my memory isn't always the best when it comes to sports. I'm not Evan. Like, if you're sitting there going, you know, what was Benny Agbayani's OPS in his third year in the big leagues? You know who would know that? Evan. Same thing with Fatso, with Marash. You know, he could tell you about a third down in week 6 for the Giants in like 1997. Now, part of that is that they are losers. That's one part. The second part is they cheat a little bit. And that is they rewatch these games. So they're... That's how they remember it, or part of why they remember it. And the third part is because they have absolutely no life. So it's a combination of all three of those things. But they were, I remember working with them. I'm like, geez. That's why when the caller sometimes like, hey, Luke, you remember that? I go, please don't ask me to remember something.
I'm a loser.
Please don't ask me to remember something. I don't remember it. I lived it once. I enjoyed it or I didn't enjoy it. And then I moved on.
No biggie.
The overall part of it I remember, but little like details of it, that could be a little spacey with me. But
I'm Tommy, the fountain of information.
I am. I'm, you know, and you never really know what Tommy you're going to get. Obviously, positive Tommy, which I'm being tonight with the Mitchell Robinson injury. And just in general, because we are 4 wins away from a Knick championship. So you're getting all of positive Tommy tonight. But that's not the only positive Tommy that you get.
Tommy, the fact spitter.
That's right.
Tommy, the wedding crasher.
That's true. You also get
Tommy, the rationalizer.
And there's also...
They call me Tommy the Clicks Machine.
And there's also...
Tommy the History Buff.
Tommy...
That's why they call me Tommy Pucks.
Tommy Pucks.
Tommy the Complainer.
Tommy the Wedding Crasher. You really never know what Tommy is going to show up.
Now they're calling me Breaking News Tommy.
And that's happened again tonight because we had breaking news to start off the show as Mitchell Robinson has a broken pinky and there is no timetable on his return. Spoiler alert, the timetable is Wednesday. He's going to be playing in game 1. I would be floored and stunned and absolutely mystified if Mitchell Robinson is not playing in the NBA freaking finals as he's waited his entire career for this, the longest tenured Nick. I'm also Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I'm also Tommy the Family Man.
That's why they call me Tommy Potholes.
They also call me Tommy... What other Tommy do they
call me? Tommy the Complainer.
Well, only when my flight is delayed getting back from Los Angeles, the city of
Angels. I'm Tommy the Soft Man.
Well, that's only in the winter when I put on a couple LBs, and then they have the hostage cam here where they do the videos, and they just do they zoom in on my head, which is larger than I would like it to be, and my body is thin. I have chicken legs. Girls would kill for my legs. That's where I can, at times, wear women's jeans. It's like, bro, you know where you got those jeans from, and they damn sure were from the men's department. I'll own that. It's okay.
No biggie.
I pull back the curtain here. There are no secrets. If they're a good pair of fitting jeans, I don't care what department they're in, I'm throwing them on because I got those skinny legs. My ass looks like a balloon that you take the air out of. There's no behind in the Tommy Lugauer arsenal. That's okay. It all goes to the head. So you get the Tommy the Soft Man. But now that we have entered summer, and we have a bro trip coming up in August, might even have a bro trip coming up in July. The weekends are wide open. We got a parade coming up for the Knicks. A lot of partying to do. I have now got myself into that shape where I am now summer Tommy.
Bring some of them chicks around here sometime, huh? A little much.
You know, whether it's pushing plates.
I'm seeing the pythons.
As I am a reflection of perfection, I've been running lately. I've been hanging and banging, dude. I've been doing all that needed to be done here to get myself into Tommy shape for the summer.
Tommy the Beast Loogie.
That's right. In many ways, I am a total package. That's really what it is. When it comes
Tommy,
to
Tommy the total package.
I am Lex Lugauer. Okay, I pulled the boomer there. I teed up a drop so that I could get my joke in. But that's, you know, it happens. You know, boomer will do that. You know, he'll tee it up. He kind of throws it to himself like Mr. Perfect.
That one I teed up.
I didn't know if Connor was going to have that drop ready. So I teed that one
Tommy,
up.
The total package.
Yes, I am Lex Lugauer. I am. Because I can not only be a generational talent on the air, but now I'm running more and running at long distances and I'm pushing plates and we're looking good here. No more do I have the linguine arms. I don't want to be a lean cuisine. We're going to cut up everything here as far as with the, well, maybe not the abs, because sit-ups is like the worst possible thing you can do.
He's fat!
Well, I wouldn't say I'm fat. It's just doing sit-ups is sucks. The only thing worse in life is shoveling snow. That's the only thing that's worse in life than doing sit-ups. I admire anybody, now some of it is genetics, but I admire anybody that has a six-pack, not of beer, but of abs, because it is incredibly difficult to get them. First of all, you have to have no social life. Second of all, you have to have the most strict diet ever. Third of all, you have to do freaking crunches and sit-ups. Now, once you get it, how you doing?
A little much.
Then you're going to be somebody that there is no reason to do it, but you're going to do it anyway. I'm just going to take my shirt off. I'm just going to take my shirt off right now.
I'm seeing the pythons.
Because if you have a six-pack of abs, I'd be showing that bad boy off all the time. That'd be a calling card. That's like having a cute little dog and you walk around a dog park. You're not going to have a hard time finding a date on a Saturday night. Show me a guy with a six-pack, and I'd imagine he's got a good Rolodex, I would think. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing.
Hi there.
What the hell did you do all those sit-ups for? To look good? What are you, nuts? Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Tommy the Lover Boy.
Thank you. 888-8081. But you never, ever, really, when you tune into this radio show, After Hours, the premier show for breaking news. And once again, tonight, we had breaking news. Mitchell Robinson, if you're just tuning in, broken pinky on his right hand. No timetable, but I expect of a return, but I expect him to be ready to go for game one, which is Wednesday night, either in OKC or in San Antone. We just don't know yet because it looks like, in all likelihood, there will be a game seven as the Spurs are crushing the Thunder for the second straight time at home here. So in all likelihood, getting a game seven. So we as Knicks fans continue the waiting game to find out an opponent. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mike in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hi. How's it going, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
So, I've been wondering, just throughout this whole run for the Knicks, like, you want to be stay positive, but I've just been thinking, like, God forbid they don't win it. What do you think is going to take for them to make it back next year?
It's a tough question, because my initial answer is I don't know, because you just don't. We don't know what the Eastern Conference is going to look like. Then you have health. You know, there's always health concerns. You just despite the pinky thing with Mitch, they are, in my mind, fully healthy. They're ready to go. They're playing their best basketball we've ever seen in the history of the franchise. They're playing better than anybody in the playoffs. To recreate this is almost impossible. So that's why I've been harping on the fact that you got to win. You get this close and you're playing this well and you're this healthy, you got to win. Now, it's a conversation that we'll have, and obviously I will put my mind in that mindset if and when that occurs, but it's very difficult. That's why when you get here, Mike, you got to seize the moment. You got to win the championship.
Yeah, because all I can think about right now is that quote from Dan Campbell a few years ago where the Lions made the NFC Championship game, and he said, this might have been our only shot.
Yeah.
And so far it has been, for at least them.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure there were plenty of people in the media world, or even Lion fans probably knew better, but I'm sure there were plenty of people that talking to a microphone that said, this is just the beginning for Detroit. They'll be back. This is a learning experience for them. And so far, they haven't been back. And that's really the brutal reality of sports sometimes is maybe you get back, but maybe you don't. And when you have this type of opportunity, you have to take full advantage of it. So whether it's the Spurs, whether it's the Thunder, whoever the Knicks see in the finals, they have to get four more wins because it is not a guarantee that they're getting back next year, the year after, or 27 years. You really, truly never know. And that's the part that you have to sort of, Mike, and I appreciate the call, in terms of, you know, whether or not you are in the camp of, hey, don't talk championship, don't talk parade, don't put that positive stuff in the atmosphere. It's like, well, hold on a second. This to me is dire. They got to win. I don't know if they're getting back. I don't know if I'm going to be close again. So I don't want to treat this like this is just anything. Now, all year long, I said finals, get to the finals, get to the finals. It was Knicks in 26, but bare minimum, got to get to the finals. Because I knew that they had to clear that bar. And then we could have the conversation once it happened. Now it's time to win. I knew that's where my mind would be. And that's where it is. As a fan, I'm 0-2 in the NBA Finals as far as rooting for the Knicks. The franchise itself, 50-plus years without a title. That is a long, long, long time. A lifetime for many of us. We have not seen it. It will be a just brutal pill to swallow if they don't win. Brutal. And they won't be favored as far as odds or anything like that. Nor do they have to be. Because the way they're playing right now, it'd be hard-pressed to think anybody is going to stop them. I just think there will be different level of degrees of toughness in terms of winning the series, whether it's San Antonio or whether it's OKC. That's all. It'll be an easier one if it's the Spurs. And the way things have been going, I'm loving this easy stuff. I'm loving kicking back, drinking a beer, hanging out with the bros or hanging out on the couch and enjoying what I'm watching and not even having even the slightest bit of anxiety or agita or feeling of, boy, they might be in trouble. So I want to keep those vibes going because, yeah, it's a cherry on top, too, of this historical run. Then the Knicks will be forever in the same conversation as those Warriors.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams that won those championships or the Lakers teams with Shaq and Kobe. That's what we're talking about here. Not just a championship, which is obviously enough. But if you could also be considered amongst those great teams and where this would be talked about as one of the, like if they sweep in the finals, this will be talked about as one of the greatest postseason playoff runs in the history of the NBA and sports period. Wouldn't that be even extra special as a Knicks fan to have that accolade and that superlative attached to a championship? You take it any way you can get it, but if you could have it in this type of spectacular fashion, you certainly would like that as well. You'd love that, for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Nick in Eastchester. What's up, Nick?
Tommy, hey. How's your night going?
Great, great. Hopefully the same for you.
So, Tommy, I want to talk about the Mitch Robinson injury and obviously the Knicks. Like, I was listening to that previous caller being like, do you think, like, I keep thinking about that Lions quote and what if this is our only chance? Like, me, I don't know about you, but like me personally, I literally can't think about that right now because like it all comes down to this. All I care about is winning this series right in front of us here and now. It's 0-0. And you know what? I think we could beat either of them. I'm watching this game. I really don't see anything insurmountable. Like we can really do it. And I'm hoping that this Mitch injury, like I really think he's going to play. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that, you know, just tape it up. Get in there, man. You're the longest tenured Nick. We all love you. You got to grab boards. You got to protect the rim. You can do this. You can do this, and we can do this.
He'll be out there. I would be, like I've said a million times tonight, I would be absolutely stunned because of the nature of the injury, which is something that you can play with, and also the fact that it is the NBA Finals, the longest tenured Nick. he is going to get his ass on the court. I would be. I know they said no timetable, but I think that's more cat and mouse because the Knicks don't want whoever the opponent is to be totally preparing for Mitch. Like, they want to catch him off guard a little bit, and I think it might be that type of situation. But I would be stunned if he's not out there. But yeah, to your first point, gotta win. Got to win. There's just no other way
to
slice it.
All that matters is what's in front of us.
Yep.
All that matters is what's in front of us. And, you know, I haven't been listening all night, so I don't know. I'm sure someone called in and brought this up. But two other instances in the NBA Finals where finger injuries have played a factor. 2010 with Kobe Bryant, 2011 with Dirk. They both won Finals MVP, and those are guys who carried their teams. They were the focal point of their
team. Yeah, and they're shooters. Exactly. Correct. They're guys that are looking to score the basketball.
Get in there.
Mitch isn't.
Right, right. But, Tommy, my last question. Do you think that, like them release, like, the timing of this announcement is just so weird. Like, Shams being like, no timetable for, like, do you think this is some kind of, like, gamesmanship smokescreen that, because, you know, the Knicks love doing that.
Yep, I do. I do. Because the no time, like, so I was on the air when it first happened, Nick, and when I was trying to digest it literally live on the air. And when I heard the no timetable thing, it gave me a little bit of like that pause of, what do you mean no timetable? And then we kind of went to break. I gathered my thoughts. And then I was like, he's going to play. There's this no timetable stuff.
Yeah, because
a smoke
I think
screen.
If it was bad,
they would say
if
nothing.
If it was bad, he would have said out for the finals.
Or that.
He would have been
out.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. Or out. Correct.
He's going to play.
100%.
Tommy, love you, man. Let's go, Knicks. Let's win this championship, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Let's go, Knicks. Now, one of the things you said there that we didn't get to, but I'll address now. The Thunder could have lost last year. Now, they didn't. Could have, would have, should have. If Halliburton doesn't get hurt in Game 7, who knows? Indiana might have won. Indiana might have not won. But let's just be called like it is, as painful as it is for me to say this. Indiana was a great basketball team, too. It wasn't like they were scrubs. If the Thunder find a way here, and they find a way last year, obviously they did, then they become a team that just learns how to find a way. They might not be, they're going to steamroll teams, they're going to win 4 straight, 5 straight, but they always find a way. And I think that's a credit to them. They're not perfect, they're not flawless, they're not unbeatable by any stretch of the imagination. San Antonio is showing you, as they beat them in double overtime at home, they've crushed them now in 2 straight games in San Antonio, and I would favor the Thunder in Game 7. My gut is they'll win, but I would not at all be shocked or surprised, especially because I'm dreaming of the destiny angle here with the Knicks, where 27 years later, we get that matchup again, Knicks-Spurs, with the opportunity not only to win a championship, but to get a little bit of revenge for what happened, for those of us that were here for it 27 years ago. Now, how special would that be? Like, it just, the script, the Hollywood script, is setting up here for the Knicks. So as much as I think, all right, the Thunder will be at home, they're obviously resting in the fourth quarter here, they'll lick their wounds, and much like they responded in Game 5 at home, they'll respond in Game 7 at home. That feels like the way this is going to go, but that Hollywood script. And obviously you can write a new script if it's the Thunder, knocking off the defending champs. There's certainly scripts there, but the script of the Spurs 27 years later, wow. That just gives you chills thinking about it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. Coming up next hour, we will discuss the Jackson Dart, the meeting, Abdul Carter, Donald Trump situation. We'll get into the Mets just a little bit. We only got one more hour. Plenty of your Nick calls. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours. That's the place you want to be here on the Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.